Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
Yes, that's right. It's time for Ready, Steady, Learn here on 95 BFM Breakfast. Thanks to our friends at Waipapa Taumatarau, the University of Auckland. We've got with us in the studio this morning Alistair Woodward, who is the leader of the University of Auckland's Health and Transport Research Team in the Faculty of Medical and Health Sciences. Morena, Alistair.
Morena.
How are you this morning?
Good, good.
Oh, very good. We're intrigued and excited to learn a little bit more about your research, which is all about active commuting. What is active commuting?
Yeah, it's a fancy way of talking about walking and cycling.
Lovely. Mm-hmm. So good. I think we often hear about walking or cycling when it comes to the sort of environmental impacts and ways you can reduce your carbon footprint. But your focus is really around the ways in which this daily active commute can contribute to our health, right?
Yes, that's right. I'm a public health doctor. I'm interested in looking for opportunities to prevent people getting sick. And it seems to us that transport choices are something that offer some opportunities.
Totally.
There's some crazy opportunities here. We're talking about reducing cancer risk.
Yeah, who would have thought of it? The bicycle prevents cancer.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, well, but that's what we found. This was a PhD study. The student was Dr. Nguyen Thu. I was one of his supervisors. So Nguyen, you know, deserves the credit. He did all the hard work. But the findings were pretty out there, you know. We found that people who rode a bicycle to work, not necessarily every day, but who tended to ride a bicycle to work, had less bowel cancer, less kidney cancer, less stomach cancer.
Wow. That's amazing, because often I feel the conversation around exercise is focused around, you know, setting aside some time purely for exercise, whereas this is really focused around people who are just incorporating it into their daily routine, eh?
Yeah, well, life's so busy. Yeah. It's really hard to add it on, you know, to go to the gym or try and remember to go for a run. Whereas if you're committed to getting somewhere on a bike or walking, then you've got no choice. You know, it's the end of the day, it's raining, but you've got to get home. It's the commitment thing that I think means that transport-related physical activity is more sustainable.
For sure. And so are we talking, like, in order to really reduce your risk of cancer, are we talking you have to bike every day?
No. So this study included almost 250,000 people. It was carried out in the UK. And we looked at people who rode at least one day a week, but they might mix it in with catching a bus or sometimes driving. So it wasn't exclusively cycling or exclusively walking, because, you know, the numbers are so small, and we needed to bulk up the groups. But what it does mean is that if there is an effect of cycling and walking, which we think there is, then this is probably an underestimate of what could be achieved if people were riding more frequently.
It's going to be really interesting to see where this research goes, because obviously there's a lot of sort of interlocking things that are going to affect whether people are biking to work. You know, you think about like urban planning and bike lanes and stuff. So do you think that more of this research might have an influence on the sort of other infrastructure?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, in the past, transport hasn't been thought of as really a health issue.
Yeah.
You know, it's about the economy and congestion and maybe road safety. But here we are saying, actually, the choices you make influence your chances of getting some nasty cancers. How about that?
Yeah. That's pretty crazy. It's pretty unheard of. I haven't really heard of any sort of research that brings these two different things together like this. What's the next step for the research?
Well, we're interested in why that might be.
Yeah.
And your original question, you know, is there a critical amount of cycling? Of course, e-bikes are becoming more and more popular. They weren't really used when we did this study.
Yeah, okay.
And so we're interested in the health effects of e-cycling.
Mm. Wow, that would be
that's a bit of a curveball, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, fascinating. So cool to learn a little bit more about your mahi, and sounds like such an interesting research area. Really intrigued to see where it goes next. Thank you very much, Alistair, for joining us this morning.
Not at all.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn! Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.